The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Monday Morning Recap, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Look, just bet on UConn, all right? Just bet on UConn at this point. It doesn't matter what the spread is. Put money on UConn and you're going to win. Bet on everything else, you're going to lose. Sorry. That's just the way it's gone.
Two best players against Illinois went 1-for-12, I believe.
For Illinois?
No, for UConn.
Oh, I watched the game. We have Dan and I have a personal vested interest in Illinois for no particular reason, which we'll tell you next month. But UConn went 3-for-17 in three-pointers and
they
still
won
by 30.
They haven't been shooting good from three all tournament, and they're still rolling everyone. They're terrifying.
It's unbelievable. I picked them before during our prediction show. They're just too deep across the board. And if you're 3-for-17 in three-pointers, Bob, what do you do to stop these guys?
There's nothing to do. There's nothing you can do to stop this team.
Alabama's going to have to shoot 80% from three.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you do it, actually. Alabama shoots over, I'll just say over 50% from three. And they shoot within at an insane volume.
Or they could shoot some of the UConn players.
Also that.
Yeah.
Because last year, I don't know if you remember, but they had some incidents.
The heat is in the hat, my man. The heat is in the hat. But yeah, I even watching the final four teams, because I'll pretty much watch anybody that Ohio State plays against.
Yeah.
Ohio State beat Alabama, and then they beat, who's the other fucking teams in this goddamn thing?
NC State.
NC State, UConn, who's the other one?
Purdue.
So they beat Purdue as well. And Ohio State's not a very good basketball team at all. So therefore, I didn't have Purdue going to the Final Four. I didn't have Bama in my Final Four. I had UConn, and I had nowhere near NC State in my Final Four here.
That's the only good thing about my bracket this year is I had NC State to the Elite Eight.
But did you really?
I did.
Oh, wow.
But I had Houston beating them, and so...
I had Houston as well, but their best player went down. Look at that. Who sent that in?
EC Rustic Works. Chad Lashka.
We'll put him on for Drinking Bro of the Week.
I don't know how to say his name.
Okay. I'll give it a go next show.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get
it. On fake news today.
Sure you'll get it.
Just give me an hour to work on it, Chad. I'll get it. But with that, like, is anybody watching this at this point? Like, I haven't watched a full UConn game because they've been up by 30, and I'll try to tune into closer games.
Right.
But I also realize that I'm not watching the best team in the tournament because they're too good.
They went on a 30-0 run to start the second half against Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
It was within five at halftime. And they're like, you know what? You guys aren't going to score for the next 53 minutes.
It's just fucking... It's almost like they're just like faceless, just murderers. Like there's just no... I don't even know anyone on that team because like you said, I don't even watch them.
Yeah.
Because the games aren't good.
Right.
They just murder everybody. So whoever wins... So here's what I'm really hoping. I really want NC State to beat Purdue. And I kind of think they're going to beat Purdue. But at the same time... It might be funnier to have Purdue get to the final and watch UConn just rip that stupid tree person's heart out of his fucking chest.
I'm starting to root for him now at this point.
For Edie?
Yes.
No.
Dead serious.
I can't wait for Purdue UConn finals and UConn to just run it up.
Because Purdue fans are believing. They think this is it.
Purdue's also like a lesser version of UConn.
But here's the thing. I think UConn's dominance has forced everybody to kind of root for anyone else.
No, I like domination.
The kid from NC State, the kid from Purdue, people are like, oh, man, wouldn't it be awesome? It's like, I mean, I guess, but UConn has destroyed everybody. So, I don't know. It's a very odd tournament right now.
It's kind of like that second Villanova team that won. With DiVincenzo and everybody.
It's not, though.
Where they just, like, what? Didn't they win the final? The final was a blowout.
Kind of.
Speaking of DiVincenzo.
Pretty close for against Michigan, and then they pulled away late. Okay. That's what it was.
Speaking of DiVincenzo, he just set the Knicks record for most threes in a season.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know he was playing
that,
in the NBA.
That dude can fucking. What do you mean? He played for the Warriors last year. He scored like 14 points a game.
He's a forgetful guy.
He's a fucking baller.
Knicks have a bunch of Nova guys.
Yeah, he's a ginger with a squared up fucking black dude haircut.
Yeah,
named DiVincenzo.
He reminds me of Talcum X.
A little bit, yeah. Just a ginger Talcum X.
Mm-hmm. That's why I couldn't get into him. But UConn, I think it'd be funner if it was a team like, because I was trying to think of the last time I've seen a team this dominant.
Florida.
UNLV. That UNLV team
with Larry
Grandmama,
Johnson.
And I'm going that far 90. Back. They were winning every game by like 50 points.
Was that 92?
Yes. No,
was it 92?
Yeah.
It was the year before UNC won, right? Before Chris Webber with the timeout.
Yeah.
Fab Five.
Yeah, they were early 90s for sure.
Early 90s.
Maybe 91.
But they were winning every game by 50 points, but they had superstars. So we all tuned in just to watch these superstars. There isn't really a superstar in UConn that I'm tuning into to drop 40, 50 points. See exciting dunks, see crazy plays.
Well,
we're just seeing a good team.
There are still potential superstars in college, but none of them play on any of the top-ranked teams anymore, right?
Yeah.
Because they're the one-and-done guys are the best players. Every now and again, you'll see a team like that Kentucky team back in the day that had multiple guys on at the same time. They both became stars in the NBA, and they won. But I don't know, man. That's just not how it works anymore.
Biggest stars in college basketball are usually like seniors or juniors. Guys that have been around.
DJ Davis, I believe I just saw, is still a year older than Anthony Edwards, who's been a star in the NBA for like 2-3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Bacot? He's like 65 years old.
Bacot.
24?
Yeah.
He's 24 years old.
Name one player on UConn.
I cannot do it.
Can't.
Klingon.
Klingon. Close. Klingon. Klingon is as close as any of us we're going to get. So
Klingon.
And yeah, he scored 22 points in that win against Illinois.
They're just a machine. They don't have any
also,
individual
it's not DJ Davis.
What?
It's not DJ Davis.
What's his name?
For NC State.
Yeah, what's his name?
DJ Burns.
DJ Burns.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Who fucking cares what his stupid
college
name
basketball
is?
Show.
I just forgot his name.
Well, I think you forgot his name because none of us are expecting him to win the next round anyway. So, I mean, shit, the spread is 12 for Christ's sake.
He
on my bookie right now.
Take Charles Barkley's nickname.
What?
The round mound.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's getting scouted for to be an offensive lineman in the NFL.
Saw that.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, NC State money line.
Oh, my God.
11.5.
It's 8.5 is the spread.
Breaking news here. Cornerback Vontae Davis found dead at age 35 for the Bills.
Yep.
Over what?
Over a gun, probably, if I had to guess. Probably CTE, and he blew his brains out. It's either that or an OD because the cops said there's no foul play expected.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Strange.
Maybe a heart attack?
Who knows? Maybe myocarditis, which I think you get from...
Being an athlete,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's really, it is more prevalent.
It's definitely more common. Humans. Do you remember all the dudes who have just dropped dead on the field over the past 80 years? It definitely didn't start 3 or 4 years ago.
It didn't because
it definitely
happens,
did. It definitely
happens
did.
Quite often it with did. Athletes.
It's happened at a rate about 30 times more frequently.
But I'm
over
saying
the past
compared to like
years.
Regular humans.
Sure,
yeah. Does,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we don't know what this is right now, so we'll see.
It's fentanyl or AIDS, very based on how this show typically goes.
Sure, for sure. Paragliding.
That's sad though. 35. I mean,
fuck.
Hopefully, he didn't blow his brains out.
Was Vontae Davis the guy that retired at halftime?
No,
that was Antonio Brown.
Brown.
No,
he's on
no,
my
he just took all his clothes
too.
Off.
Are you sure Vontae Davis didn't retire at halftime?
He may
with
have
the Bills.
Did he get hurt or something?
No, he just
he was a good fucking
he up
player.
And retired.
Like he was just like I can't do this.
You're right. He retired at halftime against the Chargers.
But why?
Because he was done with the shit.
Yeah, he just walked out. He just said, I'm not doing
that's what I'm going to do on this show. Like 2 days after we sell Hard AF.
You're just gone.
I'm just going to be like, hey, I'll be right back, and you'll never fucking see me again.
Yeah, but you had to show up first, right?
Grab me a pack of Cools.
You should buy a pack of cigarettes.
I will, yeah, because I'm trying to bring smoking back, by the way. We were a better country and everybody smoked, and you can't deny that.
Smoking's kind of coming back with the hipsters.
It is, yeah.
College basketball was better when we were smoking.
I think Hollywood is bringing smoking back, too. A lot of people I know in Hollywood are starting to smoke again.
Because they don't drink.
They don't drink anymore.
No, well, they're California sober, right?
Yeah.
Which means you're high as fuck on pills and weed all the
time. Yeah.
Mushrooms.
Which is nice. But yeah, with this UConn thing, the spread is -12 in this fucking game. Take it if you're on my bookie. Everybody's betting the house on UConn every single week, and they're destroying.
What's the over-under? That's the only thing I care about. Over-under, and if I can get a prop on how many...
Oh, Bama can't play defense at all.
I know. So a prop on how
the
many...
The over-under
Bama
is 161.5. I would take the over on that. Smash. I mean, it's probably going to be like...
UConn's dropping 100.
Yeah, yes. UConn's going to go like 105. Alabama's probably going to score fucking like 90, right. Something like
we
that.
We just need 60 points from Bama.
Like, yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's all you need.
Well, I mean, the problem is if they get locked into that stupid three-point shit and refuse to change it up. Right, because they do that sometimes, and they'll score like 40 fucking points in a game against a team like UConn.
But they've also had a bunch of guys step up this tournament. It's not their
Bama,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Not on defense, but
right. These games have been very high scoring.
They've been playing better defense, but yeah, not. It's compared to what they were in the regular season.
Yeah.
I'm more interested. Like that's going to be an exciting game to watch because it's two of the best offenses in the country. But I'm curious to see the round mount of rebound and that weird looking dude. Bang down low,
Zach
for a whole game.
That'd be great. I'm looking like, forward to that.
This like, because he's who's going to get the foul calls? So that's what I want
to
know.
It's really easy to play offense against Edie, but you can't bang against him. That's when he plays good defense. Mm. But you'll remember the Gonzaga game. The reason they were able to like kind of keep it close was just like floater after floater is there all day.
Well,
the way he plays defense doesn't lend itself. Like people are bitching that he's not getting called for fouls a lot because he doesn't jump. No. If you just put your arm straight up in the air, they're not going to call a foul like that. He jumps like this far off the fucking ground.
Did you see when he cut down the net last night?
Yeah.
He didn't use a ladder.
Yeah, he was just like on his tiptoes.
It's an abomination. He should foul out within 10 minutes every game. But he also gets every foul. So he's at the line like 11 times a game. He's a good free throw shooter, so credit to him.
But it's the Final Four right now. The UConn spread is 12. Purdue is 9.5. When do you remember a Final Four where you're almost at double digits for both teams?
Last year. Right.
Who was it? UConn again. I mean, UConn was in it.
Destroying everyone, so it was very similar. And then San Diego State was, I think, a pretty big
dog.
No, they're a favorite.
Were they playing FAU?
Yeah.
I don't remember. All I know is I love NC State to win this game. I think it's a bad matchup for Purdue. I think it's like a the worst possible matchup they could have hoped for.
It's plus 350. Yeah. Money line right
Team
now
of Destiny,
in my book.
Man.
Money line NC State. I'm telling you, dude. Edie, their biggest advantage is Edie, and NC State weirdly like neutralizes that. I know everyone's going to talk about DJ Davis, but DJ Burns, but Muhammad Diarra is fucking huge. Ton of length. There's a ton of length down low. Like they should be able to do a decent job neutralizing Edie or like taking a chip out of Edie. Their guards are good enough. Like, dude, NC State is going to win this game.
NC State also turns the ball over less, steals the ball more. If that matters to you, it matters when there's you know. A limited amount of possessions in a finite game, it should matter, but we'll see, right?
And let me give you the most important stat.
Okay.
Oh, the thing everyone makes fun of this iteration of Purdue and ED for. Every single year, I believe, or last 3 or 4 years at least, they've been eliminated by a double-digit seed.
And NC State is currently 11, so they're still a double-digit seed.
They can still it happen to them.
They're a much better three-point and shooting team this year.
I think Purdue, this is my honest take on Purdue this year. They got so sick of hearing how shitty they are in the tournament with Edie and everything else that they're using that as momentum. I think they win this game. I think they go to the finals. I think it's UConn versus Purdue, but yeah. I don't see how
I mean, it doesn't really matter what happens because nobody's going to beat UConn.
No.
Like if you were still wondering about that potentiality before this weekend, you shouldn't be now. Like, it's pretty obvious that they have a different gear that nobody else has.
It's going to be weird when Danny Hurley has two rings and the rest of college basketball. I mean, think about everybody that...
Calipari. He'll top Calipari after two seasons.
There's not a whole lot of coaches that have two rings.
No.
Because everyone retired. Coach K's gone.
And to do without superstars, like massive NBA superstars, is even more impressive.
Jaheim's gone.
Are we counting Patino's two?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so Patino's still got two.
Yeah.
So he'll tie Rick Pitino.
And I don't know if anyone else has more, right? No one does.
Right, because Jerry's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's gone now.
Yeah, like the current ones? Yeah, that's it. That's Bill Self.
Self's got two.
Yeah. Bill Self has two.
Wild, man.
I was just looking for basketball, but only three active college football coaches have won a national title. Now that Saban's retired.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
That'll be three different coaches at UConn that won a natty within the last... Since 2000?
If UConn wins the championship this year, they will pass Kansas for the amount of national, for most national, not most of all time, but for, they'll pass Kansas on the national championship list. And two of those Kansas natties are like from the 50s.
UConn also won with maybe one of the worst head coaches ever in Kevin Ollie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There are only seven active D1 coaches who have won a title.
In basketball?
Yes. Bill Self, Scott Drew, Tony Bennett, Rick Pitino, John Calipari, Izzo, and Dan Hurley.
That's wow. It.
Seven in and it's not 350 programs,
and it's not going to change this year because Hurley's going to win again, right? So
wild,
yeah.
The good Hurley brother,
and then
his brother. What do you got?
What's wrong with Bobby?
Bobby's a bad coach.
He was a bad coach.
He was a great high school coach,
decent player, but dirty as fuck, right? But that was when it was okay to be dirty, right? In the 90s, it was okay.
Mm-hmm. I think there's everybody also,
like, he wasn't tripping people necessarily. He was just putting elbows in people's.
He wasn't like Grayson Allen, slapping.
He was the first Grayson Allen.
But he was going elbows and beanbags. That's totally
Bobby
different.
Hurley also gave Nate Oates a start. So there's a Hurley Oates
really?
Connection.
Oh.
Oh, wow. The other connection in this is UConn is in the Final Four in women's and men's Final Four.
As is NC State.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? NC State has been not good all year.
What a year
sides.
For NC State.
I know.
What a fucking year.
Crazy.
Did you see the highlight they were replaying of their Virginia game in the ACC?
Oh, yeah.
To go into overtime or double overtime or something like that. The three that barely rimmed in after fucking Virginia missed a free throw. I remember watching that game live and just thinking like, that's funny but inconsequential.
11 wins in a row. NC State was 16-15. They have now won 11 in a row, and they're in the Final Four.
Virginia should have beat them.
They should have. They literally should have.
They should have, man.
Like, the worst team in the tournament should have beat them.
Yeah.
Then Oakland took them to overtime.
Yeah.
That Oakland team, shockingly good.
Yeah. Very good.
Like
I loved watching those guys
like,
play.
Shockingly good.
That kid's going to sell insurance in 5 months.
They're all going to be selling insurance.
Fucking,
But they're going to be doing it. They're going to be doing it with a fucking Sweet 16 plaque on their fucking
desk.
Get
ready to learn real estate, bud.
Yeah. Did you, before we get into the women's game... Because there's two games tonight. And
the race war?
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
It does kind of feel like that, which is really funny. But the probably the biggest, the most problematic personality is the coach for the black girls, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is interesting. Like, it's so, everything is so woven together. It's hard to tell who the good guy and the bad guy is.
They're all
But
terrible.
I tell the worst guy is the media, for sure. Like, that fucking... hit piece they wrote on her. Look, she's probably an asshole. Every great coach is a fucking asshole. Every single one of them.
It also wasn't
every
even bad.
Every single one of
yes.
them.
She got
yes.
ahead of a story that was a non-story. Did you read any of the WAPO?
Well,
thing
it's,
on her?
It's horse shit.
There's nothing. But there's just nothing. It's a total nothing burger.
They used a phrase to refer to the players at LSU.
That was in a different article.
Yeah, in a different article. That's why I said the media, not just WAPO, but...
Dirty debutantes.
Dirty debutantes, which is like... It's not quite nappy-headed hoes... Like, what's his nuts said back in the day? Who was that?
Don Imus.
Yeah. But that's not Rutgers a great thing basketball. To say about a bunch of fucking black women that are 19 years old, right?
I mean, like, I think they might have been referring
like
to the
people,
style, of,
baton,
the style of play where they're getting in fist fights on the court and shit.
So what? It's awesome.
Look.
Somebody's got to be the Pistons. And,
but
that
is a dirty place.
That's a great name for any women's team. Like a great nickname for any women's team.
I mean, they
like
should.
They're the dirty debutantes.
They should embrace it.
Yeah.
Sure. But I mean, it's like if you're the writer for a fucking magazine or something, you should.
That
shouldn't...
was the Los Angeles Times.
Oh. Yeah, sure was.
You think it was a BIPOC that wrote that? Or was
yeah,
it some,
of course.
Some cracker.
It Who is knows? Funny to watch them police themselves when they accidentally like shoot themselves in the dick for that type of shit and then like immediately be like, oh, I thought only they couldn't say that. And well, they, by they, I mean just people we don't like. I thought I could write it because I'm cool.
Like I'm on the red side of history.
Yeah, sure. And over here we can say more stuff.
They edited the article to remove that part out of it, by the way.
They did.
I'm trying to find who the author was.
Why would you edit it after it's ran, though? It's already out there.
Well, I don't know why the LA Times is still doing anything, because didn't they close shop? Didn't they fire like 8,000 people?
Like
a month ago or some shit?
This close to bankruptcy.
I feel like the only part of any paper that's still remotely profitable is the sports section.
Probably.
Certainly of local. I know LA Times.
Or maybe,
Times is a
maybe
bit,
finance.
Yeah.
That would be the only other one.
Because, like, I mean, the LA Times still employs some very big, albeit obnoxious, sports personalities. Like, Plaschke still has a, like, weekly column there.
He does, yeah.
And a bunch of other people, though, too. They were the one, like, yeah, the, well, I mean, forget what, the, I forget, what?
What's his nuts? Woody still writes for the Denver Post.
Yeah. I
mean, yeah, there's, yeah. There's still quite a few guys that do that.
J.A. Adonde. Yeah.
What's he in Boston? Oh, no, that's Bill.
I thought he was L.A. Fuck. Too.
Yeah, he might be
L.A. He was L.A. But,
anybody that shows up on Around the Horn.
There was some other motherfucker. I forget his name. Might be Gabriel something.
The article is written by Ben Bolche, B-O-L-C-H. That doesn't sound like a black dude, but let's look him up.
He's got to be white. Bolche? There's no way.
Let's
There's
see.
No way.
Images. Oh, he's cracker.
Yeah.
He's white as hell, man. He looks like
he's translucent.
He looks like a standard white man. How you can't say that shit.
Where were the editors?
For fuck's sake,
they don't have enough money. Yeah,
but dude, the LA Times. There's no editors. For what it's worth, that's almost on brand for the LA Times because they or for the sports section because they like rile shit up a lot. I've noticed that recently. I don't follow them usually, but I've noticed that recently because. Specifically in the 2021 NLCS, they talked so much like weird, mean shit on like Braves fans, on the Braves stadium, on obviously the Chop, fucking of course, and all this other shit. Like that their writers are kind of like trolls, and they kind of like to just get attention any way they can.
That's the only way that they can survive. Yeah, that's
you mean
the media.
Those 2 years that didn't count because of COVID?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
bubble rings.
The bubble rings, both of them.
We'll go over tonight's spreads here because, let's face it, this will be the highest ratings of the entire tournament, men's or women's, tonight, hands down.
Yeah, I think they're expecting about 4 or 5 million live viewers.
Because they something like that.
Tonight?
Yeah.
No, this so will. This game will top.
Oh, you mean the LSU-Iowa? I was talking about the average for both. Well, what I heard on ESPN is the average or the UConn-USC game will be off 4 or 5 million.
Oh, yeah, this one, well, the bleed over numbers because they're both on ESPN back-to-back, which is smart. I think this will probably tip in at 12 to 13 million tonight. It's a Monday night. There's nothing on against it. Bachelor ended last week. This is the only thing that anybody's talking about. And right now it's Iowa minus a point and a half here. So who you got? We'll start with you, D'Anthony.
LSU is going to win this game.
Oh yeah,
they're the better team.
Baton Rouge, baby.
Like I know that
money line.
I know that college basketball wants Iowa to win, for sure they do, right? And it has nothing to do with race or anything. It's like she broke all these records. They don't want a 73-9 Warriors team to lose in the finals to LeBron James, right?
Yeah,
they want this motherfucker to win.
Yep.
Because otherwise, none of this other shit mattered.
She's not getting so many whistles tonight.
She's not in the conversation for greatest player of all time if she doesn't win at least one title, right?
So it's tough though because there's
not
nobody
tough.
There.
It's not tough. Not
she
one.
Have any help.
It doesn't matter. Not one motherfucker has ever put Dominique Wilkins or Charles Barkley or Dan Marino in the conversation for greatest of all time. Not ever.
I would put Dan Marino.
Not
there.
Fucking close. What are you talking about?
No, he's right. I never think about Dan Marino.
He's
never.
Awesome.
I know he was, and I never think about him.
He broke the sport.
LSU. He did break the sport. But you don't ever want to be the first person to do something, typically, right?
Because
you don't ever get credit for it. People are like, oh, well, this is cool.
Unless it's also weird in football.
Unless you're Steph Curry and you can stay around for 15 years and do it the whole time.
You definitely have more control of basketball than football. Like, football, it's a 53-man roster.
No.
Yeah.
But anyways, LSU is the better team, obviously,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Better and deeper. Yep. So, you know, it'll be – I don't know what they're going to do vis-a-vis Caitlin Clark, try to put Angel Reese on her to guard her or something.
You can't. So Angel Reese is running, you know, 6'9", 6'10".
She's 6'3". What are you talking about?
Angel Reese?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think so, man.
They do have a tall girl over there. I mean, 6'3 is tall for a woman, obviously.
She's a fucking giant, dude.
Yeah, I believe Brittany Griner is what, like...
No, you're right. 6'3.
Yeah,
God
Brittany Griner was
6'9.
Yeah, she was 6'9, 6'10, but in the women's game,
yeah,
they said...
Like, that may as well be 8 feet. Yeah.
Yeah. They said it was insane. Yeah.
Forgive me, then, because when that guy came out on the court, he had to have been 5'1 then. I mean, she looked like an entire foot taller than that guy.
She's, I mean, they've got, let's see.
You're right. She's only 6'3". The tallest player on the team is 6'6".
Yeah, Del Rosario. She's the one you're talking about. Reese plays forward, so typically wouldn't guard Caitlin Clark. But I don't think Caitlin Clark's lateral movement is an issue. It's the fact that she can shoot over everybody.
And so, from the logo.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to fucking have, maybe you have a guard pick her up at the logo, and then once she goes past goes into the cylinder, you fucking have Angel Reese switch onto her or something like that. But you got to jam her up. You can't just let her have a free-for-all. And the interesting thing about Clark is that We saw it in last year's game. She's going to keep shooting no matter how heavily guarded she is. So you, if you can get her to shoot 35, 40%, you're going to win the game.
She's going to blow
the logo. Right? She'll chuck it up the whole time.
You could almost let her score 40 tonight and just concentrate on everybody else. Yeah.
Still win by 10.
Still win, yeah.
Easily.
Delco, who do you got tonight?
Oh, LSU. Ooh. I got my girls in Baton Rouge.
Yep.
I don't like Caitlin Kirk, but I don't dislike her. But I'm starting to lean towards the dislike.
Just why?
Because she's being shoved down our throats.
I mean, they need a superstar. I understand it.
Win something first.
It's more ESPN spent a bunch of money to have the NCAA tournament for women's. So, yeah, they're shoving it down our throat.
But after these ratings tonight, it'll be worth it. I don't know about next year, obviously, when she's gone. Who do you got, Bob?
LSU. Caitlin Clark is the Bryce Harper of women's basketball. Total loser who just puts up numbers, doesn't win anything.
just goes yards on the Braves in the playoffs.
Yeah. Hasn't won a World Series, though.
Neither have the Braves.
We just went 2 years ago.
That didn't count.
It's a COVID year.
It's a bubble year.
Was it COVID?
No, yeah, there was COVID. They played 162 games that
year. Yeah, but guys missed the playoff games because of COVID.
Who?
I actually believe it was like 158 game season.
Yeah, there was COVID. There were COVID games.
For
sure. Bubble year. Trash. The Phillies have won a World Series more recently in 2008.
No, they haven't. They sure haven't. Bob, who do you got tonight?
LSU.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
I got LSU. I can't believe the spread is what it is. Help me figure that out. Is it just the hype?
Yeah, it's everybody wants to put money on Caitlin Clark.
Maybe hype. Certainly, the betting is shifting it as well.
The public's all on Iowa.
I think people like to believe in conspiracy theories as well, right? Like, oh, the NCAA is not going to let her lose this game.
They got a lot
like
of whistles against West Virginia.
Yeah.
That was in Iowa, right?
It was. But here's what I'll say to combat this conspiracy thing. I still think LSU South Carolina in the finals still draws the same because of the fight that happened 3 weeks ago, and South Carolina is undefeated.
It's not South Carolina.
They're already in.
Oh yeah,
they're already in. So these games are to go to the Final Four.
And the
only gripe about tonight's games is they wish it was either the Final Four game or the championship.
They got what they wanted. You get this matchup regardless, rematch.
I agree, and then you still have an undefeated team there in the finals that everybody likes as well. Look, I'm betting LSU, just a better team. This is an easy one for me. Now, do I bet a prop bet on Caitlin Clark tonight? Absolutely. Just because I want to watch her blow up, and I think she's a blast to watch. And I will watch this from start to finish.
Give me Caitlin Clark under 10 points. Give me odds on that, my bookie.
We'll look it up. Next up is UConn versus USC. Another surprising one here. This is UConn -3.5. UConn's a 3 seed. USC's a 1 seed. Who do you got tonight, Dan?
Who the fuck's on either team?
So Caitlin Clark was 9 for 22
last year.
8 for 19 from 3-point. She shot 19 of her 22 shots were from outside the arc. If she does that again this year, they're going to lose again.
Yeah.
Because
she needs help.
Will it be a factor if the 3-point lines are uneven again, as they were in that game yesterday? Did you see that?
No.
Oh yeah,
Did they put the tile in the wrong spot?
It's not like
they don't fucking go tape the light. They tape individual sections of tile and
there's
a template you put on there, and then you put all the tiles together over the top of whatever.
In the Texas game, I believe they fucked up the 3-point lines.
It was in Portland, and then each coach had to agree to let him play like that,
or else
the game would have been
closer
pushed
than the other line.
Well, I mean, you get 2 shots at each in women's because there's 4 quarters, right?
Right.
So I guess it's fine.
I like that in high school. We would play at gyms, and there'd be a hump in the middle, and you would just kind of be like, all right.
Playing outdoors with a fucking with a chain net.
Double rim.
You got to shoot. You got to shoot like over here because the wind.
The wind.
I just like that the coaches agreed to it, and they were cool with it.
What else are you going to do, fucking...
You're right.
Like, delay the game so you can replace the floor? That ain't happening,
That takes
dude.
Hours, by the way.
So they put, the men's line out there? Maybe the 19-foot instead of the 18-foot? Or what happened?
I didn't read the story. I just saw the posts with the and them showing and read the caption where, like, the coaches had to agree. Like, they walked out and they're like, that one looks weird.
Mm.
And
then they measured it. Shorter.
Yeah, and they were like, they're not right.
I mean, you could tell because the college line is supposed to be 19 feet. With the top of the key is 18 feet, and there's one more foot, and that's where the 3-point line is.
Yeah.
But that's how serious we treat the women's game.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, they're using like a child's ball, anyways. Who cares?
And the hilarious part is, like, looking at tickets on drinkabrostickets.com, the LSU game tonight, last row of the stadium in Albany, New York. is 120. This UConn USC game, the lowest ticket is $9.
Wait, why Albany? Isn't that where the NIT is?
Yeah.
NIT is in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, is it really?
The finals are.
Oh, the finals.
But I think the semis, too.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure all the way up leading is home games.
Right? Definitely the first couple rounds are, but I think the semis.
MSG.
Certainly the semis and finals, I think.
Back to this UConn USC game. I don't really have a read on this one, to be honest.
I don't know the team. I'll take Gino, I guess.
I was thinking Gino, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Gino,
I'm riding with Gino tonight.
I guess. I mean, they're the lower seed, but they're favored, which doesn't surprise
actually,
me.
I'll take the higher seed in the money line. Fuck it. They're a dog. The higher seed's a dog. I keep seeing stuff about some star player for USC. Fuck it. I'll take the fucking higher seed.
Let it rip tonight,
I don't have anything to say about this,
except for
it's fucking pointless.
I'm having a weird Monday. I'm just drinking.
I mean,
why not?
The over-under this game is 32 points lower than the over-under for LSU Iowa. 32 points lower.
Holy shit.
That's 15 points per team lower.
It sure is. It sure is.
Which if you assume teams, like these teams, LSU and Iowa both average around 85 points a game, I think. Right?
Uh-huh.
So that's one-fifth less, 20% less scoring. At a minimum, like I don't know what their averages are. That's boring as shit.
Yeah, no,
not
I
watching
agree.
That.
Real quick, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Betting on tonight's game, both of them heavily tonight's. I'll put those bets in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. If you're not over there, subscribe, or it's just like a fucking follow. Just don't be a dick. That's the only rules. Over there, we got 11,000 people in that group on Facebook right now. And taking LSU, taking UConn tonight. We got Final Four this weekend. We got the Masters the weekend afterwards. We've also got live casino. So when you go there, Bob and Delco are going to be doing a blackjack show coming up here starting on Friday nights. And you're playing against real dealers, which is fucking rad. So that's coming up. Plenty of stuff to bet on here. Get off the couch and get into the action today with mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. You still betting on Scheffler after his collapse on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm kind of woke to him missing that putt.
Okay,
I'm very happy about him missing the putt.
We'll get into it right after this, but maybe the putting yips are back for him,
or maybe he just didn't want to go to a playoff.
Maybe, and he just wanted to go home. Next up is firstform.com/drinking bros. Shit, microfactors, dog. There's a reason why they sit on the desk. I forget to take my vitamins every single day. You got to get it. You got to get this little cardboard box. Comes in a pouch like this. Boom, 6 of the essentials inside the box. Rip it open. You're good to go for the day. That way you're not worrying about different jars and scraping them together in your hands and all that other shit. And then just trying to reorder them. Fuck, dude. I can never keep track of it. I can't even keep track of taking vitamins. That's why they sit here. It's a nice little reminder of, hey, you're not eating out. You're not eating the way you want to every single day. Working out the way you need to every single day. Take your fucking vitamins, dummies. You got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and the probiotics in there. And then they've got the best energy drinks in the biz. So when you go to firstform.com/drinking bros, load up your cart with the energy drinks, get the fucking micro factors. And when you check out, you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 in there. And it's a big boy savings, especially when you're getting cans shipped to the office. We just got a shit ton shipped. And saved us a lot of money. If you want to go to any of these games, even tonight's game, grab a fucking ticket for $9 if you're in Portland and want to see that UConn game tonight. Or if you're in Albany, New York, I don't even know where that's at, really. Go to drinkingbrostickets.com. We got tickets for everything. Final Four is on there. Spring games are on there. Everything you can imagine. Concerts, rodeos, comedy shows. Everything that StubHub has, we have, except it's $10 cheaper. And then last but not least, we get hardafseltzer.com. Today is our two-year anniversary, D'Anthony. We've been open for 2 years as a company now.
Sweet.
On April 1st. I know you're amped about it.
I'll be amped when we sell it.
Second year is the deepest.
It is. Is that what they say?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
On to year three.
Okay.
My fondest memories were tasting seltzer as you were dying in a hospital, doing taste tests.
Of AIDS. Were you guys doing taste tests when I was
Yeah.
No shit.
100%.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they Rob like, actually made some crucial calls.
Yeah, yeah.
For the seltzer company. I'm surprised he didn't get a cut.
Of the company. Sales?
We got a lot. Alive. Jesse gave us a lot of equity while you were under, yeah.
Go to hardamseltzer.com, click on the store locator, enter your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. We just crossed 60 HEBs here in Texas as of this morning, which is huge for us. Kroger down in Houston, and then all these schools. Shit, you're in Bama? God damn, dude. They went to the Final Four in football and basketball this year.
Nice to see them get a win after Saban leaves, you know?
Well, it's a basketball school now.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be any good
at football. Good guy, Nate Oates.
Yeah, good guy. Is he? Is he a piece of shit?
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Great. He's Go terrible. To Rama Jamma. Drink some hard AFs down there. Tuscaloosa. You got Quirks and Tops on campus there. Rage for the games. We're not in UConn, so I can't say UConn.
Connecticut? Is that like high on our priority list?
No, not really.
No, and Connecticut is Blue Law Central. They're a fucking another state-run state.
Is it really?
Do you have to go to like a beer distributor? Like,
I think so, yeah.
Like fucking Pennsylvania, New Jersey. That everything up there is just all cartel.
What the fuck's
bullshit.
In Connecticut anyway other than corporations?
ESPN.
ESPN, and then Greenwich. Greenwich is beautiful.
That sounds awful.
I mean,
it's beautiful.
It's weird to me that happens in the Northeast. Like, it's such a... Like, that's where, like, a bunch of Jesus-y liquor laws are, yeah.
And it's not even Jesus-y.
Well, it's waspy.
It's more
there.
Like Quaker.
Yeah. Well, you, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, go there. We're live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina. And shit, there was people drinking at brunches this morning in Wilmington that got texted to us. Raging, man. Getting ready for tonight's games, dude. Record ratings tonight. We still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com as well. So if you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states that I mentioned, Ohio, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Florida, Tennessee, Alabama, and North Carolina, we'll ship right to you. Support us and support the show by going to hardafseltzer.com today. Congratulations on your win here over the weekend.
We did it.
Holy shit. So total, there was a listener that's a bunch of them DM me and they wanted to thank you for the pick. They also said, because they really follow the show, so I've had 4 seconds this year. You had 3 seconds this year. Now you have a victory. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, man. I checked out of it because once Scheffler was tied going into Sunday, I wrote it off. I was like, well, this is UConn. It's done. Did you end up watching it?
Yeah, I was watching it over the basketball game.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay. That's how big of a golf fan you are. I was watching basketball all day, so there wasn't a prayer I turned over.
I mean,
I heard Scheffler.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Missed a 5-footer on 18. That's what I read.
I had a second screen with the Tennessee-Purdue game on, but the main screen was Houston Open.
Okay.
Maybe the only person in America have in that situation.
Yeah, what's happened with Scottie Scheffler?
Jaeger held on for dear life. He parred out the back nine. Everybody else was making mistakes. This dude fucking Toasty from Argentina was making a run. No idea who that fucking dude was. First time I heard his name. Scheffler, he got hot at the end. Stuck it to within 5 feet on 18. Needed to make birdie to force a playoff. And missed the putt, yeah.
No so, shit.
It was great.
And you're saying it could have been on purpose? Because you want to get the fuck out of there?
I don't know. Do you want the pressure of winning 3 straight tournaments going into the Masters?
Yeah. I do.
And I also was watching him throughout the week, you know, Friday, Saturday. He was making uncharacteristic mistakes that he never typically does. But, and I think he was just trying shit out. He was like, it's one of those tournaments, doesn't matter. It's like, hey, I'm going to try this shot that I wouldn't typically do, especially on that major, like at Augusta. I think he was just doing things and trying things out and seeing what he had.
So what's this weekend then, heading into the Masters?
The Valero, Texas Open.
And are people playing it?
San Antonio, yeah, a lot of people are playing this
weekend.
That's
a big one.
It's not a big one. It's people are playing it because it's the week before the Masters, and they're starting to realize you can't just show up to Augusta cold.
I feel like, look, as long as I've lived here, at least I guess people here have been very into it.
Well, yeah, that's every tournament in the city, right?
Yeah, in the city, yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you a question about that because Tiger Woods is playing in the Masters. And he already took a jet and is playing at the Masters every single day practicing. Mm-hmm. Why not just do that instead of playing in the Valero?
Probably limited spots, but I think guys want competitive reps, not just practice reps.
Okay.
So, I mean, Rory's playing, Jordan's playing. There's a bunch of dudes.
So what do guys like Koepka and all the LIV guys do for this week?
I believe there's LIV Miami this week.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
So at least they have something to play in?
Yeah.
Because last year, I think all eyes were on the LIV tournament before to see how it would shake out for... Because Brooks was starting to get on a run before he started playing these majors over there. I haven't really tuned in that much.
Well, nobody watches LIV Golf. But if you want to know, Joaquin Niemann has been on a run for
LIV.
So okay. He's really hot right now. For some reason, has shorter odds at the Masters than Brooks fucking Koepka.
Wow. All right. I'm in. Can't wait. We'll chat about the Masters after this show today. We might be there here.
Cool.
Just got to go over some scheduling after the shows are over today, and then we'll let you guys know. Trying to do some hard AF events down in Georgia coming up. Is your money still on Scheffler?
Yeah, but he's not going to be on the card. He won't be a pick.
Okay.
Because his odds are too short. Right. He's like 4-1. He's a favorite. I'm not taking... That's the rule. You can't take a favorite on the show.
Okay. Look, I like it. We'll see what happens.
Why quadruple your money?
Yeah, why not?
If he won why this not? Week, he might have been even odds. Like,
it was, oh, yeah, yeah.
The Masters.
It was, but it was 2.5. Like, yeah. It's the shortest odds in the history of the Masters, including Tiger Woods playing, which is super wild. We'll switch on over to the NBA here. Your boy's returning, dude. It's a big Delco day today.
Big Delco guy.
Yeah, Embiid. Dude. Embiid is back.
Got Sixers
head on. You picked a winner in golf this week. Embiid is back.
The Phillies won yesterday. Stole one from the Braves.
Well, a tough look for the Phillies this weekend, really. I think sellers at the deadline probably.
Yeah, that's
at this
what
point.
I think, too.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably just smoke you guys in the playoffs. It's fine.
When you're a number two guy, gives up 12 hits and 7 runs, that's
Nola's not good.
Great.
I've been on this block for a while. Nola stinks.
He does. He has said he hates Aaron Nola for a while. Credit where credit is due.
You're correct.
Ranger Damn. Suarez is our number two.
Yeah.
You're true, too. Yeah.
Colby's our three.
With Embiid coming back, though, do they got a shot?
I mean, a shot at what?
Making the second round, yeah.
But you don't think they go it out? The fucking East is weak.
It's not, though. We've never made it past the second round with Embiid. It is what it is. But, I mean, Nick Nurse, good coach. Better coach than Doc Rivers. Who knows? We could get hot.
But besides Boston, who really scares you in the East?
I mean, the fucking Heat, for some reason, always get hot in the playoffs.
It'd be funny if you guys beat Milwaukee early in the tournament.
I'm not afraid of Milwaukee.
You shouldn't
Milwaukee
be
does not.
Doc Rivers is coaching them.
Yeah. Well, Doc right. Rivers is coaching them, and Dame Lillard is on that team.
We have the Cavs number.
They'll never win shit.
You know who weirdly owns us this year?
Who?
The Knicks.
Really?
Why is that weird? They're one of the best teams.
They're one of the better
NBA.
Teams, but yeah, they own us.
But they're banged up big time right now. They can't. If the Knicks are able to get healthy and put a full team on the court, they've got a shot to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I don't know if they're going to be able to do that.
Brunson scored 61 the other night. Wemby had 40 and 20.
Hawks are going to
squeak the ball
in.
Into the crowd.
Hawks are going to squeak in as a 10 seed.
They
and
sure are.
They maybe cause some havoc.
They pretty much already locked it up. I mean, they got to win one more. I think their magic number is 2, so they got to win one, and Brooklyn's got to lose one.
Yeah, but
they're getting hot at the right time.
They are. Murray's looking great, actually, for the Hawks. And yeah, it's weird that a 34-40 team is going to maybe get to the second round. What the fuck, dude?
I mean, do you trust the Magic? Do you trust the Pacers?
No. Like, look, you got Boston.
Well, the NBA recedes after every round, right?
Yeah,
so
they reshuffle.
The second round will be the winner of the play-in shit versus the Celtics, and they're not. So technically, they'll get into the second round probably because I don't think the Heat, Sixers, or Bulls are going to beat the Hawks if they keep playing like this. But the second round, they're going to play the Celtics, and the Celtics are going to drag them all up and down the fucking court.
Yeah, so Celtics are one. Milwaukee's pretty close to locking in at 2, and then Cleveland
the
at 3.
I think sneaky,
we cannot beat the Celtics.
The sneaky, no, okay. No, definitely not. The sneaky team in here is Cleveland, though. Everybody's been talking about New York all year. They know the Knicks are kind of good, but they're banged up. Cleveland is both good and very young.
Donovan Mitchell
but with
is,
bet,
a,
yeah.
is a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got close games.
Donovan Mitchell is kind of like the guy everyone wants Dame Lillard to be. Mm. I mean, Mitchell's had some huge playoff moments and deeper playoff runs than Dame Lillard's had. Similar player, I feel like, too.
Is it a possibility, though, that Dame Lillard gets hot in the playoffs just because he's finally in the playoffs?
Never happened before.
Sent
Paul George packing.
He's been in the playoffs before, but like never with a real team, so who knows, man? I mean, if you're the, it's Doc Rivers, right?
Yep.
Like a normal human being who knows how to coach a basketball team would say, all right, we're going to run the ball through Giannis because he's the best player, but we're going to run him out of the high post and let Dame move around, shoot the ball, let Middleton play some 3 and D, so on and so forth. They don't run it like that. I've watched 3 or 4 of their games over the past month. Not one of them has been played that way. Just like kind of standard basketball stuff. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to, you've got Giannis, Antetokounmpo, and Dame Lillard. You don't need to fucking outsmart yourself here, bud. Just put those two dudes in a position to win and have everybody else doing playing their role. Like Middleton's going to score 20 a game if you give him the ball. He's going to play good defense on the wing. Why is it so goddamn hard? But they can't figure it out.
I'll tell you who I took a flyer on.
Who?
The Los Angeles Lakers.
What was the odds on that, on my bookie?
My bookie, I got them at, I think, 33-1 to win the title and 16-1 to win the West.
Ooh,
they're not gonna. They're not gonna do either one of those things.
No,
but
LeBron gets in. AD's healthy. AD, I think they can make a run. I mean, last year I don't think they were that good, and they made the Western Conference Finals.
And as much as I hate LeBron, God, he's looked good. He hit 40 the other night, two nights ago. At his fucking age, it's nuts, dude.
The West was better, or is better rather, this year than they were last year. And then the Lakers also got career performances out of dudes that they're not going to get career performance. Hachimura, right? Yeah. They're not getting that fucking white kid. They're not getting that.
Austin Reeves?
He's been good this year, man.
Austin Reeves is going to be good.
He's been really good.
He's been taking another step.
D'Lo's been very good this year.
I'm buying the Lakers, I'm telling you. It's just a good value.
I'm buying them over everybody else. I think Denver's going to win it all. Yeah. But the rest of the West,
but like the
could
Timberwolves?
This Lakers team win? Yeah, they
Timberwolves
could.
Timberwolves aren't going to win the fucking title.
No,
Also, even the bottom of the West, like the fucking Pelicans and Mavs and Clippers, like get the fuck out of here.
The Kings are not serious at all.
No, they're not. Neither are the Warriors.
I was just going to ask you, what about the Warriors and why won't they win?
Because they are second in the league in scoring, and they're like fucking 28th in the league in scoring allowed. That's why.
Is that good for the playoffs?
No.
No.
Not, it's never good to give up 114 points a game.
Why won't they cut Draymond Green?
Unclear.
Another fucking explosion out of that guy. Yeah. Steph Curry was pissed about it.
Yeah.
He knows where the bodies are buried.
I don't watch.
He's got to at this Curry. Point, right? Is he P. Diddy or something?
I don't watch the Warriors anymore because of him. And I think that's probably common.
I hate him. I'm with you. And I love Steph Curry. I hate Draymond Green. And I'd like to just see him shipped off
any
elsewhere.
Chance the Rockets get in?
They're close.
They're close.
The Warriors have won 4 in a row, and I think they're still only ahead by 2 games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the Lakers. Hachimura and Austin Reeves both came off the bench last year.
Uh-huh.
They're both starting this year. That's the difference in this year's Lakers. They have no depth.
They've gotten better.
They have not gotten better.
They just don't have any depth.
That Austin Reeves individually has gotten better. Hachimura is not, but they're both in the rotation. They're in both starters now.
They got Dinwiddie off the bench.
Dinwiddie is
they got him.
Okay,
they got a pickup of him on a veteran minimum a few weeks ago.
He's the only guy that they have that's reliable outside of their fucking starting five. Which means if anything happens to Anthony Davis, this team's not going to make it out of the first round.
Well, if anything happens to Anthony Davis, yeah, they're fucked. But
now, they can win without Anthony Davis if they had maybe one other dude, right? Or if Hachimura is still on the bench and he could come in and play some of those minutes maybe. Because LeBron James is playing out of his goddamn mind right now.
I know.
Maybe Cam Reddish gets hot.
I was this close to saying Cam Reddish. Like, you look at this team.
I mean, it hasn't happened yet.
Somebody could step up.
It's got to happen at some point.
Somebody could step up, though. You don't know. What is impressive, and again, I've fucking talked so much shit on him for years and years and years. LeBron is the top scorer on this fucking team, dude, and he's 40 years old.
He's the best professional athlete of all time, I think. I wouldn't say he's the best basketball player because he hasn't won the titles like some of the other guys have, right?
But he's gotten there more.
Yeah.
More than Jordan.
With less.
He's the best athlete, American athlete of all time, probably, right?
Well, staying healthy and keeping your body, because this is the most rugged sport there is. I mean, I know football's tough, obviously, but running up and down a court on your fucking knees at this size for 20 goddamn seasons in a row, all the playoffs, everything else, to remain at this high of a level is fucking nuts, dude. And I dislike the guy, but
he's a cornball.
He might be the greatest athlete or the best naturally gifted athlete of all time.
He's the best pure athlete in probably world history.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else would be ahead of him?
I mean,
because Wilt Chamberlain's bullshit didn't count.
Well, you could say Mike Trout, but he's not been healthy, right?
Right.
And that's the thing that sets LeBron away from apart from everybody else.
Talk about a guy who hasn't won.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
But with LeBron too, it's the type of thing where how many other athletes do you look at them and you're like, that person could be great in like four or five different sports.
Yep.
There's a couple of guys like that. I think Trout's probably one of them.
But LeBron gassed the gills when he was like 290 pounds with the Heat.
Was maybe the perfect athlete.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was on trend.
That's what I said. He's gassed to the gills.
He was gassed to the gills, but man, that's the perfect
not
physique.
Trend,
no, not
Trend's not really an
Trend's
athletic
a cutting.
Drug.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you cut on trend.
Clenbuterol, but trend will help you cut. Yes.
Yeah,
but
you'll lean down on that. He was not lean. He was just a fucking
hoss.
He was a goddamn brick
wall.
Holy shit.
And people forget too, like I've said this before in the show, like go back to his early and mid career and just like the dunks and shit. Cause now he's just kind of like insanely technically proficient.
Yeah.
Because he can't fly around. But like
he can still dunk though. Man.
I know, but
I mean,
like
I watched it the other night.
His early
like,
and mid season stuff, like he was taking people's souls with some of those dunks. Just absolutely murderous.
Never did the dunk contest though, because he's a coward.
Coward.
Yeah.
Afraid.
That's all that is, right?
Wait, did Kobe ever do it?
Yes,
Kobe won. He did it in his sophomore year. I don't think it was rookie year, sophomore year.
He won and just said, hey, this is something that everybody should do and go out there and win. I did it because Jordan did it, and then he walked away after that. So, do it once
Who's
or
like
twice.
The, I guess, the next great American basketball player that can take the mantle?
Well,
is it Anthony Edwards?
I think this is a great question because I'm watching this tournament, and I don't see any superstars in this college tournament. I was thinking the same thing over the weekend. Who is it?
Well, it's a bad draft coming up.
It's a terrible draft, but Anthony Edwards plays in Minnesota, and unfortunately, they're good. They're a good team. No one cares because he's in Minnesota, kind of like Kevin Garnett all those years.
I mean, LeBron was in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's not an excuse.
It depends on what you mean by superstar, too, right? Like, SGA is a superstar. He's the best guard in the NBA.
But they don't really televise Oklahoma City games.
Yeah. I hate that commercial, too, with him and Chet.
God damn it, it's the worst fucking thing of all time.
Luka as well, but Luka doesn't, like, he's not...
he's not American.
He's not... Well, that doesn't
American.
Matter.
That's a great American player.
He doesn't play any defense, and he's not terribly athletic either. Like, he's quick, but he's not fast, and he can't jump.
He had an underhanded three last night. That was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It was a troll. They're up like 30, and he's just like, ooh.
I just did it.
I mean, Giannis is a fucking superstar, right? Not American either.
But that's what I'm saying. Though. Who's the next great American player?
You mean black person?
No.
Basically.
Is there a honky out there?
A white honky?
Yeah.
Like an American?
We got a white honky?
American white.
Would be Chet.
I guess Sabonis is technically American. It's his dad. He was born here, right?
Yeah.
Technically, but
Chet,
he's
Chet.
Not.
Probably,
dude, is Chet already a top five white American basketball player?
We
got to
see if Chet's going to finish the season,
Let me see
guys.
If there's any. I think we're done with that.
I want to see if Chet finishes.
I think
finishes
you got to own that
season.
L.
Let's see.
Guys, we got plenty of time here.
Okay. Luka's leading the league in scoring by 3.5, but he's not.
Can we claim him?
He's not a.
No, we can't claim him.
He's not American.
We can't.
But there's obviously not a Jordan. There's not a LeBron. There's not even a Kobe.
Oh, I mean,
right
obviously.
Now.
But why not? That's what I can't.
I mean, Jason
out.
Tatum could be that. He doesn't have the heart.
I mean, he's great,
you know
but
I mean?
He stinks.
He doesn't have whatever it is that Kobe had that kept him in the gym.
Yep.
And Jordan had that kept him in the gym, and Steph Curry has, where he shoots like fucking 100 threes in a row after everybody else leaves. He just doesn't have that. So Devin Booker's another guy like that. Naturally talented. He can fucking jump, plays great defense when he wants
to. Didn't even start at Kentucky.
Doesn't want to, right?
Yeah. I think Tatum probably, like, he's just too nice. Because he... LeBron's,
all these guys fucking suck each other's dicks all the time.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron is nice, but LeBron is in the greatest human body ever put together for athletics. So Tatum is also super gifted, but nobody's ever had LeBron's body. Like, Tatum's like LeBron's corny, sweet little brain inside of a good but not God-tier level body.
Anthony Edwards gave a man a concussion from how hard he threw it down on him.
All right, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Give me Anthony Edwards then. That might
be
but
he's another guy that plays really well for like 6 minutes at a time, and then he disappears from the court.
He's young
he's I think he's 24 now. He's still pretty young.
He might be younger than that.
Andy Edwards?
Yeah.
Andy Edwards is 22.
Yeah, he came in the league.
I thought he was
18 or 19.
23 or 24.
Yeah, no, he's 22.
And okay. I remember the whole knock on him was out of Georgia was like, he's like, basketball's not really my main priority.
I know.
And he's still dope.
I know.
Yeah, but that is a
red flag. He's having his best season right now, both in counting and rate.
26 points a game.
Yeah, it's not bad. He's shooting 83% from the free throw line, 36 from three. Not bad.
Man. Good for him. But I'll check back into the NBA once the playoffs start this season. God, it's hard, man. You flip on these games and your top players are missing for some of these Friday night, Saturday night matchups that are supposed to be for the ratings and used to be, but they're just sitting out for load management. So it's hard to get into NBA wise. They'll be forced to play all the playoff games. So then I'll check back in. But
I mean, and you want to watch a Spurs game and watch Wemby. I mean, he's doing historical shit, but it's almost so insane that it doesn't impress you.
Wemby. Because it looks so easy.
Yeah. He's having like triple doubles with blocks.
Also, I'm just tired of this load management talk. Here's something for every NBA player to hear right now. The only time someone should talk about your load management is when they're like, whoa, how did he manage to take that load?
Yeah. Or how did he manage to eject that load?
Or like maybe don't have as many kids, you know? Maybe manage that load a little better.
Sure. Sure.
Well, that's the wife's job to manage the load. Once it's out of my body, it's not my responsibility.
Legally, that's correct. Yeah.
Legally speaking, right?
In the Magna Carta, yeah.
Is the baker no longer responsible for the bread he puts in the oven?
No, you put it inside a glass fucking container and let somebody pick it up.
Yep.
To buy or whatever. That's what a NICU is, yeah, by the way. It's a bakery.
If they let it turn into something else, if some kind of life form grows on that, that's not my problem.
9 inches short, by the way, was that three-point line.
I'm still looking down the list of top scorers in the NBA, and Chet Holmgren is the first white American at 65th.
Let's go.
65th?
Let's go.
And then Austin Reeves is like half a point behind him.
Don't let us get hot. Top 65.
65, dude.
We've got two in the top 80.
He's not the top scorer first team. That's not his job.
There's plenty of crackers on here. They're just not fucking Americans.
Yeah, they're European.
And SGA is a fucking Canadian, right?
SGA is Canadian.
Well, does this become like a foreign league? Kind of like baseball has become at this point?
Have you read what they actually talk about with why the Europeans are better now? It's because the fucking all the AAU bullshit is ruining actual like basketball acumen. Yeah.
Always has.
Yeah. Always has.
Always has.
Always has.
They're getting really good at dunks.
Yeah.
But not like passing and shit that matters. You
right.
Know?
Like they don't like all these fucking freak athletes come into college. College coaches are complaining about a ton too, but they certainly come into the NBA basically not knowing how to play the game.
Yeah. I have a theory on this because, again, I've been really thinking about this all weekend. Like, why isn't there any superstars in this fucking college tournament? What was your experience like at AAU?
Oh, there was one thing that happened.
Well, I remember
you don't run plays.
What's that?
You don't run plays.
Right. This is exactly what. So when I was in it, it was the same thing. So everybody shows up. There's all these scouts from colleges, everything else. And there's always one guy on each team who's trying to play for the fucking college scholarship or the NBA deal. And there's no team basketball, and everybody's just standing around watching one or two dudes go at it. It fucking sucks, and that's probably what's ruining this shit. Because I was in its eighth and ninth grade, and then after that, I quit. I don't know about you.
You just kind of show up. You kind of run. You just go through the motions, and yeah, it's you get your own. You don't care about what the team does.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, all right, I'm gonna stack.
You don't even care about winning or losing. Yeah,
and I want to say there was some coach that was talking about it, or actually, no, I think it was on Inside the NBA, and Doc Rivers was talking about it between jobs or something like that. And he was like, when he was talking about being at Austin's AAU shit, and he was like, in Europe, you practice whatever 9 times and you play once, and in the AAU shit, it's like they play 9 games, practice once, basically. Also, there's no practice. It's
the teams
all games.
Are super inconsistent, right? So like. Luka played against grown-ass men since he was like 15, 16 years old.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
In European leagues. I mean, these AAU teams, you could play against future NBA players or just like future plumbers. There's no...
Right.
It's just such a wide gap in talent.
I agree, and I think that's what's fucking up the game. Because these guys, let's say the top five AAU guys, they're going to Kentucky. They've never played together. They don't play as a team, and then boom, you're out in the first round. I'm with you, Holloway, where the game has changed so much in college basketball. It's got to be a full team that's played together for a couple years here at this point. Or I just think you're not winning anymore.
Unless you get a fucking LeBron-style player, who like a Caitlin Clark, who can legit carry a team. But when's the last time we saw a person like that in college basketball? Like on the men's side.
On the men's side.
You think the Spurs will draft Caitlin Clark?
Why not?
Yeah.
I would.
Becky, her and Wendy. Her and Becky going back and forth.
She was Caitlin Clark. Somebody was posting about it. I think, God, who was it? It was some one of the meme sites or one of the sports meme sites. Was like, how many points a game do you think Caitlin Clark would score in the NBA? 0 points.
She can get a bucket.
No.
She'll get a bucket.
She would get one. Fucking annihilated. Are you kidding me?
They'll let her shoot from the low. They'll be like, prove it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Maybe
somebody will be like, prove it.
Maybe once, and then the next one will end up 15 rows deep into the fucking stands. Like, get out of here, man. These are like 6'7" grown men who can jump out of the gym. Dude, you're not getting a shot
off. A regular season NBA game, they're not playing defense. It's like a pickup basketball game. There's girls at Lifetime, they'll show up.
No dude in the NBA is going to let a girl score on them. Are you out of your mind, though? That's the way you bring defense back to the NBA. Maybe have her in there.
On there and
make it co-ed, yeah. That's how we actually make the NBA better. Regular season.
Oh.
They don't have to play for the playoffs, but they show up and they play.
What was the most exciting event during All-Star Weekend?
The three-point between Steph and what's her name.
I agree. And she scored more points.
It wasn't a skills comp. You don't like the bounce pass in the skills comp?
No, I don't. I sure don't. But she outscored the men.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like starry skills competition.
Yeah. So maybe so do stupid. That.
The next time a collective bargaining agreement comes up, the NBA should think about maybe incentivizing defense financially, right? Like, allow them to structure contracts with massive incentives instead of just signing. Because right now, if you're one of the top three or four players on your team, you just get a max contract no matter what. There's no negotiations. It's like, I can get a max contract, so that's what I'm getting. Why?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These fucking NBA teams are fucking pussies.
You've got to restructure. I'm with you. You got to restructure these contracts either to force these guys to play.
Or make it prorated. Right, yeah. Like, yeah, you got a Supermax contract. You make $50 million this year based on how many games you play, right?
Yeah.
$50 million divided by 82, and then it goes from there.
And Charles Barkley said it the other night. He was just like, look, man, there's no excuse for this. Like, we did it in the old school days where you had buses, commercial flights, all this shit. With the trainers, the athletic staff, the private jets, everything you have now, there's just simply no need for this.
I kind of think, too, it helps the NBA players that basketball is the one sport where it's the sport where you can try the least if you have enough talent.
You can hide on defense.
Yeah.
For sure, right?
Oh, and anything. Like, there's so much. Like, look at, like, Anthony Rendon, right? Like, Anthony Rendon doesn't give a fuck about baseball. No. And it shows immediately.
Yeah.
Because if you're not watching tape, you're not trying to figure out what a pitcher's going to throw, whatever, for that day. Like, you're just not going to be able to do it after the age of, like, 23 or whatever. Obviously, you got guys like Johnny Manziel who never even picked up their fucking iPad, never watched film once, done, immediately fucked. But like in the NBA, like yeah, you can get by, you can get a little further on talent alone in the NBA than you can in other sports.
You can coast, right? Yeah. Like in hockey, you're going to get smoked across the middle.
Yes.
Which, by the way, hockey playoffs coming up, so that's a thing.
I love the NHL playoffs. That's what I'll watch, but only when it gets to the playoffs.
Go well, Flyers. We'll see how it goes again this year because Boston's good again.
Rangers are good again.
The Rangers are good.
They're making the playoffs.
Who's we?
The Flyers. Vegas.
The Flyers.
Oh, it's going to be tight. We'll see. I mean, you're almost
my favorite NHL sweater.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I got a great logo.
8. Technically, you're in now.
Over the Red Wings.
Yeah, but it's there's 6 games left.
We're going to do it. We're making them.
We'll see. We'll see.
It's good for the league if they do.
The Oilers continue to underperform despite having the two best scorers on the planet. The Dallas Stars are really good this year. If I was going to bet, that's probably who I would take to win the Stanley Cup.
People show out for Dallas games, man, on Drinker Bros tickets. A lot of people go to Dallas.
It's a good hockey town.
It is, yeah.
So when the Blues haven't been good for a couple of years, but when the Blues were making the playoffs every year, they ran to the Stars a lot. Me and my buddies, we go out to the bars and watch games, and I mean, and this is just in Austin, loaded with Stars fans.
Yeah. I've weirdly liked the Stars for a while, going back to like the Eddie Belfour days.
They're fun. It's a fun team.
I was nice of them to give Brett Hall a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
I was glad they could give Brett one.
We'll close this out with baseball here. Thoughts on opening weekends. Yankees and Soto look like a match made in heaven over there, man. Yep.
I didn't care for opening weekend.
No, I'm sure you didn't. Phillies lost 2 of 3 to the Braves.
Certified sellers, I would say, at this point.
Yeah, they may as well go ahead and start now, to be honest. Yeah. Get ahead of the game.
3 games in, they look weak.
Absolutely. Yeah, you were trying to say we had one of the better bullpens in
the league. I didn't say that. Wasn't fucking us. Fangraphs said that. The fucking statistics
just,
said that.
Just not true.
Fangraphs and MLB.com.
They were going off Fangraphs. Out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Alvarado's hit or miss. Dominguez, whatever.
It's inconsistent, but they got a lot Hoffman of fucking talent stinks. There.
Why is Pittsburgh 4-0?
What do you mean?
They're Pirates.
Pirates are good.
They were playing someone shitty. The Marlins.
Yeah but the Pirates are young. They're solid.
The Pirates do have dudes. Mm-hmm. O'Neill Cruz, Ke'Bryan Hayes. I forget their starting pit. Their
Pirates
one starting
are like the next really Orioles.
Keller. Yeah, he's good. Mitch Keller's good. Their closer, Bednar, is really good. Yep. They've got a bunch of talent over there.
Plus, Aroldis Chapman got a lot of strength from his mom's titty.
When you suck for a long time, you get all these draft picks, and eventually they become MLB players.
Yeah, so, yeah they've got O'Neill Cruz at short, Ke'Bryan Hayes at third, Joe Connor, and over at first. Those are all
who's
really
the lefty
players.
That extended? I always forget his name.
Pitcher?
No, the lefty, left fielder, sorry.
Brian Reynolds.
Yeah, he's
good as well. Michael A. Taylor, patrolling center. He's not going to give you a lot on offense, but he's one of the top five defensive center fielders in baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. And, the Pirates being good would be fun. We could make a trip to Pittsburgh.
I mean, it wouldn't be they were good from, let's call it, Andrew McCutchen's prime. So,
13, 12, 14.
His prime, they were good for a year. 90s,
with Barry Bonds.
They made the playoffs 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
I think it was 2010 to 2014, something like that. Because it was them and the Brewers every year until Chicago got good in, 2014 or 15? I don't know what year it was. Every now and again, we'll get all their draft picks and have 2 or 3 good seasons, but that's it, right?
Right.
Well, they sell their team. You have to believe their owner.
It might not be true anymore, but a year or two ago, their owner was the only major American sports owner who wasn't a billionaire.
Yeah, he owns a bunch of car washes in Pittsburgh or something.
Really?
No, I don't know what he does.
Oh, because they're
the fucking dude that tried to
buy payroll is $80.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Remember the dude that bought the Islanders and he didn't have money?
Yeah. He didn't have the money.
He didn't have money at all.
Well, it happens.
They didn't do a credit check.
You ever done that with drugs? Somebody asks you hey, can you get a fucking ounce of cocaine? I know a guy that can get
it. I got you. But then you got to get
the money from somebody else to
get somebody else.
Technically owned the Islanders for a good 60 days or something.
Jerry Buss didn't have the money for the Lakers either back in the day. He had to use his mom's. He had to call mom for some shit. Any surprises here opening week? Arizona looked good.
The Astros getting swept is not is surprising. A sweep, that's surprising, but they'll be fine.
Who were they playing?
The Yankees.
Oh shit.
Yeah, the Yankees swept them
on the road
in a 4-game series. Yeah. But they'll be fine.
Yeah. Baltimore is as advertised. They won 2 out of 3, but man, that team that's if that team doesn't make the World Series, I'd be surprised. I don't think that Texas losing Montgomery, they don't have anybody to back him up right now. If some of their older pitchers don't come back and actually pitch this year, they're fucked, right? Which is whatever. They just won a World Series, so who cares? Houston, they have the team to do it. They always have the team to do it. Not off to a great start, but, man, fucking the Braves got off to a shitty start when they won the World Series. The Phillies lose the first 3 games almost every fucking season and still make the playoffs. Who cares? But Baltimore, man, they're loaded. And they've got 2 more dudes that are getting, Jackson Holliday and another dude that are going to get called up in, a month.
Okay.
This is the best team. This Baltimore is going to be one of the best teams in baseball for the next 6 to 7 years, probably.
Yeah. I'd love for them to get another starter, but the fact that they have Corbin Burns at the top of the rotation is
fucking
huge.
Yeah, he lit it up.
Yep.
He lit it up.
He was incredible.
Baltimore's a sports town now. They got Derrick Henry in the backfield there to help out Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. And Arizona, we made fun of the Diamondbacks last year for kind of, I wouldn't say they limped into the playoffs necessarily, but unexpected for sure.
Yeah.
And you look up and down the lineup last year, they got a couple of good pitchers. They've got some decent hitters, but they really improved from last year to this year. It's a solid team now. I wouldn't be shocked if they win the West over the Dodgers, to be honest.
Yeah. Gallen doesn't scare me.
The Dodgers are super top heavy. After the fifth guy in their fucking batting order, it drops off off a fucking cliff. Okay. 1 through 5, they're as good, if not better.
Has there ever been a better 1 through 3?
No, that is the best 1 through 3.
Mookie, Shohei,
and Freeman.
Yeah,
and Freeman.
That's three
that's
MVPs.
Three MVPs, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's ever happened outside of a fucking All-Star game before.
Yeah, I mean, that is...
Maybe Barra, Mantle, when Mantle first came in, Barry, Mantle, and DiMaggio.
Were they all together, maybe? Yeah.
They were all together from, 53. I think I think Mantle was, or one of Mantle or DiMaggio was hurt in 52 because that was his rookie year. 51 technically, but 52 was the year he got the games. But I think in 53 they were hurt, but 54 maybe they were all in the lineup together. Maybe one of those years, but modern day, not even close.
No,
like I can't think of anybody that's even
Jimmy
close
Rollins, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard.
I mean, that's good. That's really fucking good. Yeah. But it's
not.
Yeah,
like these guys are going to have.
Come on,
Pat Burrell.
Those three dudes. Betts, Ohtani, and fucking Freeman are going to have a combined OPS near 1,000. I'm not even kidding. Like a combined OPS near 1,000. I don't think anybody's ever done that before.
And they're like dudes with even that it's like you can attack them here, you can attack them. There is nowhere to attack them.
Yeah.
There is no hole when you're throwing to them. Like it's just you just got to hope for the law of averages to take over.
Yeah.
They're going to get out 2/3 of the time.
The funniest story from opening weekend is the Angels held a team meeting after going 0-2.
Yeah.
So they really needed to huddle up and try to figure it out after going 0-2. Jesus Christ.
Well, they won the third one, so
they
maybe
did,
it
so maybe it worked.
Are
we holding team meetings after two games?
Ron Washington's their coach now.
Poor Ron.
So he's definitely back on the cocaine.
Yeah. Has to be. Doing all the cocaine.
Has to be.
Are the A's moving to Vegas confirmed?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
It's not confirmed.
It's
been voted on and approved, but it has not been confirmed. It's not until 2028.
Are they going to get stuck?
It's not the
mayor of Las Vegas said 2 months ago during the winter meetings, 3 months ago now, that the A's should seriously consider staying in Oakland. That's the mayor of Las Vegas.
Is it going to be a situation where like the fucking Coyotes have to play at Arizona State?
Yes.
Well, their biggest issue is so they need the lease because they got 4 years until the new stadium is actually built.
Right.
So they need the lease. Oakland has said, we'll give you the 4-year lease to stay here. The other two cities were Salt Lake City and Sacramento.
Oh, my God.
2 years from now, they're going to end up playing in, like, Cal Berkeley.
Why? Don't know. I was going to ask you. Where would you play in Salt Lake City?
They don't want to realign, so they want to keep them in the Western Division, right? Yeah. So that makes sense. But goddamn, put them in fucking Coeur d'Alene before you put them there.
Put them in Omaha.
Sacramento.
Yeah. Save the A's. Save the Angels.
Or Wichita or Oklahoma City. There's a bunch of better places to put that team than fucking Salt Lake.
Austin. Put them in Austin if you want.
Honestly, how's
Omaha? Austin would still be the West, but they won't do it.
Omaha should have a pro baseball team.
They should.
Nebraska shouldn't even exist.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Omaha's a good baseball state.
But they'll go. They'll show up. They're diehard sports fans. They just don't have any sports there.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. By the way, you mentioned Rendon earlier. He's been hitting leadoff for the first three games of the year against for the Angels. He's not gotten a hit.
Oh, he's not hitting?
Good for him.
When he's hitting leadoff?
He's a DH hitting leadoff. He's like 0-15 or
what,
some shit.
What a fucking asshole. Like,
Jesus Christ.
If somehow a mob that wants to eat the rich ever comes up, let's throw them Anthony Rendon before we shoot them all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, just let them eat him because he does not deserve a single cent of the hundreds of millions of dollars he's being given to play baseball.
He's 0-11. No walks.
Man.
Horrible.
He hasn't made any errors yet in the DH slot. Yeah. At least he's got him.
So there's one positive.
Positive war so far.
It's weird. He's crushing it in my season of MLB The Show.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Not.
Yeah, but the
MLB
Phillies also
life.
Beat the Braves in that. So it's like not very realistic, is it?
It was like two innings into the opening day game, and he was like, I'm telling you, it's just like in the it was happening just like
it was. It was 2-0. And I was like, ah, man, I've already simulated this game. This is how it goes down.
And then they
took out fucking Wheeler with 89 pitches.
Yeah, that was stupid. They should have let him go at least one more inning.
I know.
It's hilarious.
But who knows? Like, they expect your bullpen to be as good as everybody else thought it was going to be. So,
by the way, if you don't believe these guys are diehards, Bob, hold up your phone there. It's got the Braves game on as we speak. 6-0 Braves.
This game's
Braves
over.
Play right now.
This game's over.
They just took the video down.
It's going to be like
goddamn MLB.
It's like 38. It's 38 degrees and raining now. They're going to call this game.
Good. Yeah. Another win for the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it.
Yeah, they're up 6-0.
Well, I mean, they're not going to lose any of these games to the White Sox.
No, I mean, just because of the innings played right now.
It's part of our parlay, so.
It is actually, and so the Cubs game is probably going to get rained out any second too, which is also
winning?
Part of our
did
parlay.
It make it to well, did it make it to six innings?
Yes, it was
the
in
Braves
the
did. Yeah,
the Cubs
did as well.
I hope it Sweet. Counts.
It should.
Oh, it
no, it does. I've had games in parlays before where
it counts. It counts.
If it's past five innings, it counts. Oh yeah, they're in the top of the.
I was just making
good.
Sure it counts as the bet.
Yeah,
the
no, it does. I have had a game hit that did that. Yeah.
All right, so 2-for-2. Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go. Go to mybookie.com. Use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm amped for Caitlin Clark tonight. Can't wait to watch that as well. Bet with us or against us. We appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away at that point. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.